Now to a completely different story. An Australian farmer was killed by a giant tiger snake that wrapped around his body and bit him multiple times, the coroner has found. 78-year-old Winston William Fish was out working on his sheep farm in Hobart when he encountered the 1.4-metre snake, which bit him and coiled onto his arm and around his body. The coroner said his death from multiple organ failure was tragic, but it was a rare occurrence. Well, with us again on the program is Mark Paddy, a.k.a. the Snake Hunter. He's with us now. Mark, welcome again to the panel.
Thanks for having me back.
It's really nice to have you on, Mark. And we were actually going to have you on the program yesterday, but as it turned out, for you to talk about this tiger snake story, you were, as it happens, grappling for an hour with a tiger snake. Is that right?
That's correct. Essentially, I was holding up a washing machine while holding the tail end of a very large tiger snake that was in someone's house and trying to balance getting this tiger snake out, which was wrapped around quite tightly around the bottom of the washing machine, all while the phone was ringing and you were trying to call me. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to take your call.
Gee, Wallace.
Priorities.
Constant ringing from our producer here. Meanwhile, you're grappling with a tiger snake. You should see Zina's face. Wow. So back to you, Mark. How did it work out with the tiger snake in the end?
Yeah, I got the tiger snake. It was good, and everybody was safe. Unfortunately, at the same time, though, just before then, I was talking to somebody on the phone who was bitten by a snake. It was called a lowland copperhead that he got bitten by, and I was just trying to give him advice. Then I head to his house straight afterwards. I captured the snake and treated the man while he was waiting for the ambulance to arrive.
My goodness me. And just a reminder, some of these snakes are lethal, aren't they?
That's correct. All snakes in Melbourne, where I'm from, are venomous, and most of the snakes in Australia are actually venomous.
Let's just drop around the panel here. Zina, have you had much to do with snakes? Have you seen one?
Seen one when I was living in Singapore, actually.
Yeah.
But a very little one. Had never seen one before, but, I mean, I've just been very lucky to be living in a country where there are no snakes.
Yeah, so you'd really recoil at the sight of a large snake behind the curtain?
Oh, you absolutely. I've just been thinking about Mark's experience from yesterday. I shouldn't really laugh. But the image that that Mark presented and you harassing him with your phone calls.
Yes. Many apologies for that. What about you, Chris? Have you seen a snake?
No, I haven't. I love the fact that they're all on the other side of the ditch in Australia, mate.
Yeah. Hey, now, just in terms of the tiger snake, I mean, it is pretty tragic news here, of course. This man killed by a giant tiger snake. And the coroner did say it was a tragic, but it is a rare occurrence. So it is rare?
Look, it is very rare. While Australia's got the most deadly snakes in the world, and the tiger snake is the fifth most deadly snake in the world, they're generally very shy creatures. They don't want to fight you. They don't want to bite you unless they feel provoked in some way or they feel attacked. Now, I don't know the circumstance that led to the tiger snake biting the gentleman in Tasmania. I don't believe it was deliberately attacked in any way, and I'm not saying that, but a tiger snake can feel provoked, and when they feel provoked, that's when they bite.
Mm. And it sounds like it. He died from his bites, right? But the wrapping of around the body is just something, because obviously it was a very big one, nearly 1.5 metres. It's something that they do, right?
It's something that they can do, and this is the interesting thing. I've got pet tiger snakes at home. I spent my lifetime understanding tiger snakes. Usually when they bite, they'll bite quickly and then let go. When they bite and wrap on and hang on, it's usually when they want to eat something. So it's a very unusual circumstance to have a 1.5-metre tiger snake biting and hanging on to somebody at the same time. And from what I read of the news reports as well, the body was wrapped around his arm and his neck at the same time.
Because I thought you had snakes, they were either constrictors or they were venomous snakes, but you're saying these do both.
Sometimes they do both. So I have some of the venomous snakes at home when I feed them. Sometimes they just bite and hang on. Sometimes they bite and hang on and then wrap around at the same time. Sometimes they just bite and let go and let the venom take effect. Often I've seen, when I've seen a tiger snake eat a blue-tongued lizard, for example, they bite and wrap around at the exact same time. So it's just something that they can do. Many people think, like what you said, they either bite or wrap, but sometimes they can do both.
Mark, you take care, and again, we are sorry for calling you while you're grappling with the tiger snake.
No, you're welcome to call me anytime. My apologies for not being able to answer, but my hands were tired.
Literally.